Well, so we're straight out of the Lambeth Council specially convened cabinet meeting, which was called to really ratify the whole proposals for Streatham Hub. And that was quite tense. We had an hour of time that was allocated, and not a lot of time, I thought, for opposition to speak, which is why I'm very, very pleased. I'm in company of Raoul Balsani, who is the Conservative parliamentary candidate for the Streatham area. So thank you for your time. Raoul, so Cabinet has rubber-stamped the Tesco deal. Are you in favour of the decisions that have been made this afternoon?
Well, I would say I'm in favour of the hub. I think the hub is a good thing. We need a anchor development in the south of Streatham. We absolutely need investment and regeneration in the area. But with any of these things, the devil is in the detail. I have questions and concerns over the provision of the local amenities, namely the continuation of skating under the ice rink and the choosing and citing location of a temporary ice rink on the common. There's a lot of things which I'd like to understand a lot more of, which haven't been answered or raised today. And fundamentally, I'd like to see bricks being laid. I think that's the key question. We've had some very good meetings, we've had some very good, nice public announcements, and a lot of pretty press releases, but with any of these things, until bricks are actually laid on the ground, that's when I'll start believing it.
Yeah, I think that's my concern as well. I think this is a good news story. It's a shame it's taken 10 years to get there.
Absolutely.
But we are here now. My concern really is this whole time frame and this talk of temporary facilities. I understand the importance of having the continuity of ice, and Lambeth isn't exactly got an excess of swimming pools right now. So,
We have, I think, with two across the area. When
just one.
It's Brixton now.
And that's open only between 7 and 9 a.m. I was there this morning.
Yes.
But I'm not convinced about the whole length of time this is going to take. I thought it was interesting we had the council's legal advisor, he was just walking past us now, fine chap, interjected during the meeting and actually corrected the cabinet, saying that the Secretary of State needs to approve planning permission. Now, I'm sure in Westminster they've got many things happening right now. What do you think, Raoul? Do you think this is going to be delivered on schedule for December 2012?
Well, I think, quite frankly, that's ambitious. And we are in the political cycle of a general election as well as local elections. We have the small matter of the economy, and that needs to be set within the backdrop. I am hopeful that Streatham will get the investment in regeneration that we deserve. I think it's interesting to see that we have within Tesco, the private sector has come up and said, fine, this is what we will do. And so I think it's now the role of the local council to step up and say, well, this is what we can do. And that's very much that something that we as the Conservative Party will be pushing for. And we want to see concrete evidence that the council is actually doing something to build these facilities, keep Streatham skating, as well as keeping the leisure centre, leisure facilities that we need and deserve in this area.
Have you found, have you found, whilst you've been out campaigning the past few weeks, is leisure, and in particular the whole hub project, is that a big concern to people, to the electorate in your constituency?
Absolutely. This is very much a key question on the doorstep. I think the concern point is it's more around investment into the area. I think what people want to see is that money is coming into Streatham. After 10 years, it feels like we've been forgotten in this part of Lambeth. And that's certainly the views that I hear on the doorstep, that people feel that the council here has taken them for granted, happy to take their council tax, but not often happy to provide local amenities in return. And it's about time that they got their money's worth and that we get these sort of facilities that we deserve down here in Streatham.
Okay.
Hi, Jason. I'm Ben Everett. I'm a Conservative candidate for the council in St Leonard's.
Yes.
And I fully agree with what Raoul was saying there. I think we've witnessed a meeting, a public meeting, where we got really nothing much more than smoke and mirrors and election promises. What we want is a hub built as soon as possible. What we got there were more promises and still no bricks and mortar put on the site. There are roadblocks in the way, as far as I see it, from Lambeth Council, not least the electoral cycle. They've made these promises at a very appropriate moment for their own electability, but a very inappropriate moment for actually getting the hub built. So I'll take this with a very measured pinch of salt, but we fully welcome progress, certainly on the Tesco side, in saying they'll actually keep their promises they already made. We just hope that there's no roadblocks on the Lambeth side to actually getting the thing done. And with regard to the point about having the temporary ice rink on the common, we really didn't hear any detail about what process was followed to get to that decision today. And I'm deeply suspicious that a couple of the councillors there from Streatham South sounded like they had a gun to their head when they were very apologetically saying that this is the only option. I actually like to see the decision-making process that was followed there, because putting a temporary rink on common land, metropolitan open land, is a very dodgy thing to do, and we should be considering all other options.
Yeah, it was mentioned during the cabinet meeting that 12 sites in Streatham were actually considered for this temporary provision, and a list of criteria was read through, such as transport and being able to actually restore the land once the temporary facilities have been closed, but we weren't told as a public what those sites were. So I think it would be very useful, maybe in Lambeth Life, if the Cabinet could perhaps actually state what those sites were. A final question for both Ben and for Raoul. If elected as a local councillor in Streatham, or indeed as the MP for Streatham, what would be the next steps that you would take over the next 3 to 6 months, or even a year, in dealing with Tesco, and then dealing with the council locally, and then any pressure that you could put on the council as an MP, please? Maybe Ben first.
Well, thanks, Jason. Yeah, I mean, what we haven't had over the last 10 years of this rumbling on is actually any progress being made on the site. And I think representing residents in St Leonard's and generally in the Streatham area, we want to see a hub built. And so what I will focus on is actually getting them to do something on the site. And all the promises that we'll need to make them commit to in order to guarantee the leisure facilities that we have in the development agreement. We need those in place. We need progress on site as soon as possible.
And so start actually building, and then once things are being knocked down, the project started, it's hard to backtrack.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I think in answer to your question, Jason, I think the point that I would like to add as a potential MP for the area, and if elected as the Member of Parliament for Streatham, we need to keep the pressure on Tesco to demonstrate their commitment. I think they've shown today that they want to see development in this area, and we accept that and we welcome that fully, that we want to see that. I will put the pressure on Lambeth Council to honour their side of the agreement. I want to understand what thought processes and decisions have been made to get to the location of a temporary ice rink, and if that is not the right place, where else they could put it. Lambeth Council have fallen on hiding decisions on where to site difficult locations, namely the Zenner Road Industrial Estate for Dusk Arts in the Thornton area.
Clapham. And the whole future Clapham.
The future of Clapham, the future of the swimming pool in Clapham. All of these things are perfect examples of where Lambeth Council promise one thing, deliver something absolutely differently, and it's the residents who lose halfway through. As the MP for this area, I will put most of my pressure on Lambeth to honour their promises, because I'm sure that the private sector will realise the benefits that they can get and will see what they can build out of this. But like Ben, I want to see bricks being built, because only when bricks are being built that you actually are going to have a site that we can say that's where the Streatham hub will be.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for putting forward the Conservative view. I think this is such a confused whole issue that any cooperation, I think any kind of ideas that we have to get this whole project moving is to be welcomed. So thank you to Raoul, who is the PPC for the Streatham area, and for Ben as well, who's standing in the St Leonard's Ward.
That's great.
Yes. And I'm Wendy Newell, also standing in St Leonard's Ward, candidate for the local council, for Lambeth Council. And my particular concern is in the meantime, because this may not be built for some long time. And my concern, as an ice skater, apart from anything else, is that we need to put pressure on Tesco and Lambeth Council to give an undertaking to maintain that ice rink properly in the meantime, So over the next 2 or 3 years, we don't have to worry if something comes through the roof or something goes wrong with the ice, that Tesco will actually keep that ice rink in use for our local professionals and our local youth and our local people of all ages who use that ice rink. And that, I really do want to see commitment from both Lambeth and Tesco.
That's the existing rink, which is there now.
The existing rink, which is of a perfect size.
But my understanding is that the whole hub scheme, though, is going to be demolished in like one fell swoop. And so what Cabinet is like trying to rush through today...
Well, that is actually my fear, that the ice rink will be demolished, because I was even more sceptical when I kept hearing people mentioning the Richmond story, because, of course, we all know that the Richmond story was that they were promised an ice rink and it never materialised. And that made up the third ice rink of London. Now we only have two, and it would be a terrible tragedy if we were only left with one, which is not as large as the Streatham ice rink.
OK, so I think if we end there, that's OK. So Raoul and Wendy and Ben, thank you again. It's very decent to get the Conservative viewpoint on this.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.